The theistic conclusion is not logically coercive, but it can claim serious consideration as an intellectually satisfying understanding of what would otherwise be unintelligible good fortune.
Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, that's a quote from Cambridge physicist John Polkinghorne, something you used in a debate on the subject, should schools teach about creation in the science classroom?
John, I was on a panel defending the position that students have a right to talk about creation, even in the science classroom.
Boy, that has really been a hot-button topic in the US and apparently the UK as well, and you quoted Polkinghorne here to try and get the conversation on track.
John, this debate is not really fought at the level of doing science, in the lab or in the classroom. It's a battle between worldviews that stand over and above science. Currently, the dominant worldview in popular science represents a godless outlook on life, but does this represent the best context for doing science? For example, think about the origin of the universe.
Okay, you're talking here about the Big Bang, right?
Apparently, the universe came into existence uncaused and fell into place unguided. Now, that's one theory, but is it the most reasonable?
Right.
Even if there was some kind of a Big Bang, it seems reasonable to believe there had to be a Big Banger. John, the universe, its origin and complexity, it smacks of intelligence. It takes a lot more faith to believe it fell into place out of nothing, unguided. That's why Polkinghorne believed a creator was responsible, and it didn't roadblock his scientific pursuits. He found it intellectually satisfying because it provided the right framework to dig deeper into the wonders of the world. Science shouldn't be dedicated to closing minds. It's about opening them, pursuing the truth, and making an inference to the best explanation.
That's Alec McClellan with Reason Why, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People.